In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us look to God in prayer. Our gracious God, we come before you this morning with a hunger and a thirst to listen and to receive your word. We come to you with open hearts, open minds, and we ask you to fill us with your word. May your life-giving word breathe that new life into us. And may your word this morning, Lord, go out with all power and authority and the Holy Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. It's great to be here on this rainy Sunday morning. And thank you for showing up. I love the rain. I grew up in a part of India where rain was pretty rare. And so even the slightest rainfall just generated so much exhilaration in us, both adults and children. And then recently, I spent a few years in Phoenix, Arizona. In my first year there, they had their first weather-related school closing in 30 years because there were 6 inches of rain and the highways were flooded. So it's just a joy to see the kids in Phoenix go out and play in the rain and get all soaked up. So I'm something like that. So I love the rain. And so it's just a joy to be here this morning to celebrate with you and to worship God with you. This morning I want to make a slight departure from what I usually do in my preaching, which is to pick one of the passages and focus on that. Now, each of the passages that we read this morning are pregnant with so much meaning that it would be an injustice to almost focus on one or multiple passages. But what I want to do is to focus on the two main themes that are presented in today's lessons and see if we can bridge them. The two pivotal statements that are made in the lessons that we read this morning are probably the two most pivotal statements in all of Scripture. The first one is Abraham believed in God and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. In other words, Abraham's faith is what made him righteous before God. Nothing else. It was his faith. The second pivotal statement is from the gospel, where Jesus looks at his disciples and the crowd and says, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross and follow me. In other words, if you want to be Christ's disciple, we have to be prepared to make some self-denial. Now, most of us, during the season of Lent, go through some form of a self-denial practice. Either we give up something or we take on something as a spiritual discipline. What I want to do is to go beyond that and see if we can bring together the two themes of faith and self-denial and see how we can learn from that and apply it in our lives today, during the season of Lent, and even beyond. I want to use Abraham's life as a point of reference and then touch upon what Jesus talks about in the Gospels about self-denial and self-forgive and then following Christ, say taking up one's cross. The first thing I notice about Abraham's life is for Abraham, faith was obeying God when it was uncomfortable to obey God. Obeying God when it is not comfortable to obey God. Now, in Genesis chapter 17, which is the Hebrew Bible lesson that was read to us this morning, that is not the first time Abraham encounters God. About 24, Abraham at this stage in life, he's 99 years old. 24 years ago, when he was a pagan who had no idea of who this God was, God appeared to Abraham and makes him a promise. He tells Abraham that he was going to make Abraham a father of many nations. So in that process, he says, you need to leave everything behind, all that you have, and leave your security and go to this place, this unknown place that I'm going to show you. Now, leaving one's home, leaving one's soil is not the easiest thing to do. How many of you here are lifelong Phoenixville residents? A few of you, right? Now, those of you who have moved from other places, you probably consider someplace else as home. And those of you who've been lifelong Phoenixville residents or somewhere in this area, Pottstown, any of these areas, that is your home. That is where you belong. That is where your security is. And to ask someone to leave all of that and go away is tough. I've lived in the United States for 20 years, but I grew up in India and that is still my home. Right? Even though I don't live in the same house that I grew up in, I still like to walk by that house, you know, at least once in a while to kind of make that connection. Now, Abraham is asked to do something that is he's not comfortable doing, but Abraham does it. Fast forward a few years, Abraham and Sarah eventually have a child. And the child is growing up. Abraham puts all his faith, all his future hope in this child named Isaac. And God appears out of nowhere one day and says, Abraham, I want you to give up, sacrifice your son, your only son, the son whom you love so much. That was hard. After waiting for such a long time and to have the promised child and to be asked to give up. Self-denial is when we are asked to do something that is hard on us, just like faith is. What is it that God wants us to obey him for or about? What is that obedience that will make you and me uncomfortable? Abraham was asked to do some uncomfortable things, and his faith led him to do it, or at least be prepared to do it. And as we reflect on faith and self-denial, our faith should propel us, should move us to obey God in a radical manner. In a way like we've never obeyed God before. In a way that would make us almost uncomfortable obeying God, but we still do it because God wants us to do it. The second thing that I notice about Abraham and Abraham's life of faith is for Abraham, faith was believing in God when it was impossible to believe in God. It's obeying God when it is uncomfortable to obey God. It's believing in God when it is impossible to believe in God. Abraham and Sarah were promised a child when they were 75 years old. That promise did not get fulfilled until the next 25 years. A long, long wait. And Paul says it so beautifully. He says, Abraham knew that his body was as good as dead. How do you expect God to take something that is virtually non-existent and create life out of that? But we know God has done that, right? When God created this universe, He created this universe out of nothing. And that God was still operative in Abraham's life, and that God is still operative in your life and my life. Faith is believing in God when it's impossible to believe in God. Sometimes there is this conflict between what we believe in, or what we should believe in, and what our mind tells us, right? Reasoning. Sometimes you look at the circumstances, look at the situation around you, and you add everything, you do the math, and all the situations should not lead to this outcome. Your reasoning tells you that something cannot happen. But the beauty about faith is faith goes beyond reason. Reason is important. But sometimes all of faith goes beyond reason, where self-denial calls for suspension of that dependence on what we think is right or possible, and latching on to God because God says it is possible. You may have situations in life where everything doesn't add up. You don't expect the outcome that you hope to accomplish because your reasoning tells you it is not possible. But faith and self-denial call us to suspend that and take that step in faith and put our trust in God, even when it is impossible to put our trust in God. Finally, faith is walking beside someone in their moment of loneliness and vulnerability. One of the things that you see or don't see in the book of Genesis as you read through the life of Abraham is that there is a lot of white noise. There's a lot of silence. The Bible doesn't tell us what is it that Abraham thought. What is it that Abraham went through emotionally when he was asked to do A, B, C, and D, the impossible tasks. When he was asked to leave his homeland and go to this foreign place, an unknown place. What was he thinking? The silence. What was he thinking when God asked Abraham to give up his son Isaac? Did he sleep that night? We don't know. What was he going through during those 24 years prior to the promise becoming fulfilled? We don't know. What is even more deafening is that we don't hear anything about Sarah. Right? Now, I'll give Abraham a pass. If Abraham decided not to consult with Sarah when he decided to pack his bags and move to a different place, right? 5,000 years ago, different culture, men didn't have to consult with women. Yes, I'll give him a pass. But when God asked Abraham to sacrifice their only child, Isaac, do you think Abraham would have talked to Sarah about it? Do you think he would have taken Sarah's opinion into consideration before they embarked on that journey to the mountain? We don't know. Again, there is silence. But what we can tell is that as Abraham and Sarah went through this difficult time, they walked with each other. Faith and self-denial is when you decide to come out of your shoes, put yourself in someone else's shoes, and walk beside them in their moments of vulnerability and pain and loneliness. Sometimes you have to walk with your spouse, as many of you probably doing. Maybe you have to walk with your child who is going through a difficult time. Maybe you have to walk with a friend, walk alongside a friend. Maybe you have to walk with a total stranger. Even though it may not be your experience, even though you may not have personally experienced that pain and loneliness and vulnerability, you take that step in faith. You put yourself through that process of self-denial and you say, I am going to walk beside you. And maybe many of us in the last 10 days or so have been walking side by side emotionally with the parents who've lost their children in Parkland. Or families that are dealing with drug addiction or homelessness or hunger. Or who facing the threat of being sent out of the country. Or it could be someone close to you, sitting next to you. Faith calls for take that step in faith and say, I'm going to walk with you. No matter how far you go, no matter how painful the path is, I'm going to walk with you, because that is what discipleship is. That is what self-denial is, because for a moment, we're going to forget about our own, not that we don't have our own pain, not that we don't have our own challenges, but we're going to set that aside and put someone else in the place of us. Walking with someone is not easy. I know you have a partnership with an organization, church in El Salvador. Now, one of the things, the powerful stories that came out of El Salvador is of a story of a man named Oscar Romero, the Archbishop of El Salvador, who, when he became the Archbishop, when he was appointed the Archbishop, they appointed him because he was not a threat to anyone. He was a very pious religious man, a wonderful Christian leader, who people thought would shepherd all the people in the path of peace. But when, and that's what Oscar Romero did for many years, until he came to see the violence that the poor people in El Salvador were facing. At that point, he couldn't be silent. He decided to walk with the poor peasants of El Salvador, who are being brutally massacred, who are being denied of their fundamental rights, and he decided to walk with them. It was an act of faith. It was an act of self-denial. He pleaded with the government. He pleaded with the rich, the powerful, to change their ways. You know what the powers that be did? They decided to take him out. One day as he was celebrating Mass, he was taken out. And sometimes that's the cost of discipleship. That's the cost. And of course, that's an extreme situation. But walking with someone in their pain and loneliness is something that we can all do. And I'm sure each of us here have experienced someone else walking with you. I can particularly think of Ranjit and Joanna Koshi and Susan's son and daughter-in-law who walked with me in such moments, who embraced me at such moments. And I'm sure someone has done that for you. And maybe during this season of Lent and beyond, we can start doing it for someone else. Faith is obeying God when it is uncomfortable to obey God. Faith is believing in God when it is impossible to believe in God. Faith is walking with someone, beside someone, as they go through pain and loneliness and vulnerability. And that is also the process of self-denial that would lead us to greater glory, because that's the path that Jesus walked. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for speaking to us through Abraham and Sarah's life and through the words of our Savior Jesus. Give us the courage, the faith, the humility, and the ability to deny ourselves as we obey you in the most difficult circumstances. When obeying you would make us feel uncomfortable. When believing in you would be almost impossible. Teach us also, Lord, to step outside of our own shoes. Set aside our own pain, our own anxieties, our own vulnerabilities, and walk with someone else who needs it more. Continue to speak to us, Lord, and may our faith be reckoned as righteousness to us, and may we follow Christ in the path of the cross. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.